Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Jim Tanner has added to the chaos at Carolina. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. After UNC stunned Tar Heel Nation by announcing Bubba Cunningham's move to the chancellor's office and naming Steve Newmark as the new AD in 2026, Tanner's contract as the basketball program's executive director and GM was released late Friday. This is one way of burying a controversial story at the start of a busy weekend. Tanner has been in his position for almost a year and signed a contract in July, but he has yet to be introduced to the Carolina alumni and fan base and media with a press conference. After seeing what Tanner will make with few credentials for being a talent evaluator, his hiring becomes even more curious. The 1990 UNC grad sold his talent agency before accepting the position with Juba Davis's program, and he will make more than $1 million a year for a yet-to-be-announced job description. Agents are generally more negotiators than talent scouts, and in his contract release, Tanner does not have a defined role. He has never played college basketball or coached, but has negotiated many deals for pro players. It is unclear how involved he was in recruiting and signing of the 9 new players joining the Carolina roster for this coming season. Tanner has hired as an assistant former Tar Heel Buzz Peterson, who was an unsuccessful college coach before joining the front office of the NBA Charlotte Hornets. More assistants may follow, while the Carolina coaching staff will still be responsible for scouting and evaluating prospects from high school, the transfer portal, and overseas. Tanner does not work out of the basketball suite, and his office in the athletic department building adjacent to the Dean Dam beckons the question. Who does Tanner report to, Davis or the athletic director? Tanner signed a 5-year contract that can be revisited after 3 years. Davis's deal was extended through the 2030 season, but the coming campaign looms large in his longevity as head coach. Tanner's compensation package rivals those of athletic directors, who are bonused for accomplishments of their teams, even though they have nothing or little to do with how they perform. Tanner's starting salary base was $850,000 per year, and he received a $100,000 bump for Carolina making the 2025 NCAA tournament, or the Tar Heels adding a 1 4-star or a 5-star signee during that recruiting period. UNC makes the big dance about every year and signs a 4-star or 5-star almost every season. His bonus structure seems almost absurd. Beyond making another $100,000 in salary each year for those reasons, Tanner earns a 2-month bonus of about $160,000 each if the team receives an NCAA bid and reaches the Sweet 16, the Final Four, and wins the national championship. So that is a total of another $640,000 in bonuses added to the very unlikely $100,000 salary bump. It means he can pocket more than $1.5 million if the Heels win it all. Now, when will Jim Tanner tell us exactly what he does? This is Art Chansky. See you at the Casual Pint.